Locker room chats continuing here tonight, KNZA 103.9 FM. As we continue on with Donovan West, it's brought to you by Bedina State Bank, Triple L Tire, and Johnson Ag. Joined now by boys basketball coach, that is David Johnson. Coach, coming up is the TBL tournament this weekend, and we'll talk about that certainly here down the stretch. But let's talk about the game Tuesday night at home, a very good Centralia team, one of the best teams in 1A. 68-48 the final score, Centralia able to get the win. Kind of take us through that game a little bit and just a couple of takeaways from it.
Well, first half, I thought we were a lot better offensively, and we were subpar defensively. Obviously, with their physicality, it caused us a lot of problems with our young guys. Gave up way too many second chance points. We shot the ball well. Cooper Everly shot the ball real well from the 3-point line. I thought our guards were pretty good. And so, you know, we, again, the second half, was unable to put four quarters together, and two games in a row from Washington County last Friday night to this Tuesday night game, in which we come out in the third quarter and, you know, let them go on 10 or 12-0 runs. And that gets us in a hole. So we've got to try and remedy that situation coming out of the locker room, being in a little better position to give ourselves a chance in the fourth quarter. So we cut the lead to 15. I think it grew to 20, cut it to 15 or 12, and had a turnover, which led to a layup and let them get back going again. So it's one of those deals. Our margin for error is pretty small, and we've got to continue to just try and work through that. We're a better team than what our record is, but, you know, a lot of people don't look at that, and so we'll just keep grinding away.
That's all you can do for sure. And you touched up a little bit on the offense and how you had some positives there. 48 points, a season high for you there. So something you could certainly build on. Where do you see kind of the improvements being made on the offensive side?
Well, obviously, we've got four guards, and three of them are underclassmen. I mean, sophomore, freshman, and you know, it's kind of tough to keep us in front of you. We're able to get downhill. Our problem is our decision making, and our passing is atrocious. We don't give people. That's kind of been our problem offensively. We're not giving passes to guys where they can do something with it. You know, it's above their head or it's at their knees, and that causes, you know, a good passing team is a good scoring team. So we've got to do a better job of that. And obviously when we get our feet set, you know, I think we can, you know, get the ball in the hole. So, you know, it's little things that's kind of killing us, and it's the consistency of it. And when you're young at the guard spot like we are, and maturity level, and then the physicality of it, you know, we're back two teams we've played, have had four seniors on it and have been physical. And that's the Twin Valley League. You've got to be able to go in and got to play through contact, and you got to be able to be strong with the ball, and that at times has been a bugaboo for us. So it doesn't get any easier, and you just kind of, you know, that's life right now. You got to just kind of keep working the best you can, and you hope that you get it at night, and there will be a night we'll nab somebody, I hope. So that's the goal.
Big time opportunity coming up here in the next week. We got the TBL tournament. It's obviously a very fun time of the year where everyone gets involved, and an opportunity for anybody to really play anybody on any given night throughout next week. What's your overall takeaway from the TBL tournament? How fun is it for you?
Well, you know, fun is a strange word with me. Fun's different for me than a lot of other people. When you're good, the league tournaments is as good as it is. The TBL is nothing to do with records. I didn't even know Centralia was ranked. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I don't focus in on what they're doing, and neither do they us. But if you play a team in the TBL, when we've been good, and when other teams are good, I think you just got to be ready to play. And if you're not, somebody's going to get you, or somebody's going to play you tough, and there's upsets going to happen. So, you know, I don't think Centralia's girls feel like they're probably, you know, they lost by 30 to our girls. Do they feel like they're any less of a ball club because they had a player missing? You know, and our girls don't feel the same. Just there's nights like that. So you got to be ready to play in every game, and you got to be ready to show up. And if you're not, then you don't respect somebody. And there is parts of that you can use that don't, I think, respect us on this side. And that's fine. You know, we just got to get out there and try and compete as best we can and give ourselves a chance in the fourth quarter. That's what's kind of been killing us this year. We've had one game where we've been in the fourth quarter, and and we haven't had those opportunities too against Valley Falls, but you know, we just got to try to get to that point. And that's the tough thing in our league. It's just tough. And, you know, I've been in a long time, so you just got to, you know, there's no remedy to it. There's no secret. And I've said it before, there's no magical pill that's going to just all of a sudden, boom, get you there. It's work and work and work and work. And someday when you're there, you hope you can nab it and be good enough to cause teams some trouble.
There it is, Donovan West boys basketball coach David Johnson joining us here off a loss to Centralia, getting set for the TVL tournament, which starts this weekend at Washington County. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck here next week. We will talk to you again next week.
You bet.